According to who is he saying this chiddush? If you want to tell me according to the Rabbanan of our Mishnah that he said that if Yisrael is sleeping, that they're not kind of shvisom. So the more pshita, hash doch say hefker, ma doch hefker. That means a keli that doesn't belong to anybody. As even though the Mishnah is only talking about a person that's sleeping, but the more said, who I didn't treat the hefker also? If you have a chair that's outside in the woods, that doesn't belong to anybody. So it's not kind of any shvis at all. So the Mishnah pshita, hash doch say hefker, the less lhu bailam, and there's no bailam to it. Ain't kainin shvisa, it's not kainin shvisam, of a zoichef tsei hanochri, something that belongs to a goy, the yist luhu bailim, that does have a bailim to it, me boy, pshit, it's not kainin shvisam. Because even though usually a bailim, if it has an ownership, it should be kainin shvisam, but a goy is worse than hefkam, because just like the goy himself has no din shvisam, so it's a bigger swar to say anything he owns also has no din shvisam. His hefkam is a middle case. Right now it doesn't belong to anybody, but it doesn't belong to a guy either. So since it doesn't belong to a guy, maybe they're like, we'll see, Rabbi Yechon Menuri's halacha is, it is kind of shvisa. Still the Rabbanan say no. Hefker, as long as it doesn't belong to a Yisrael, just like the Bailam, the Yisrael doesn't have it, has it in shvisam, so if it doesn't belong to Yisrael, the Chavetz has no din shvisam. So Madach Hefker has no shvisam, Pshita belongs to a guy, it has no din shvisam. So Rashi. In Kainin Shvisum, Varehen Kiragle Kolodim, the Imbo Mechutz Letchum, the Toych here, Mutal Alichon Echaruach. Now, if you mean if a goy schleps its apples 5,000 amis and brings it into your city now, you're still allowed to carry it all around your city. Because it's not called the Wenachutz Letchum, because the goy's Chvetzim has no Kinyan Shvisum. So, according to, if you want to tell according to Rabbonin, Chefse Hefker, the Ikul Meimo, that is the biggest word to say maybe should be Koinon. The Ikul Meimo Likne Minavshayu, Amri Rabbonin, the Enkoinon. Still the Rabbonin say no, since a Yid does not own it. There's not Koinon Shvisom, Chefse Hanochrid Yistlu Bailim. It has an ownership, and this ownership is terrible. Varei Hein Kemoison, the Chefet should be like the Bailim. Ubalehem Les Lu Shvisom. And the goy has no din shvisa. To lav b'nei shvisa ninu mi boy. So b'zoi maduch, that the goy himself has no din shvisa. So pshita, something that belongs to a goy, the chveitzim should go after its bailim. And just like its bailim, the goy has no din shvisa, the chayfet should have no din shvisa. So maduch, we're born to say by chef, say hefker, that doesn't belong to a goy. So avada, something belongs to a goy. So watch Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul Chiddush. So the more el ataya libra the Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. He asked to be telling me the chiddush according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. Ukamash malon, the chiddush is like this. Ey, modiyam Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, koinim shvisa. When does Rabbi Yechon ben Uri say that you are koinim shvisa, either a person that's sleeping, or else a chefes that's hefkrim, that's out in the woods? Hani mili chefse hefkrim. That's only if this chair belongs to nobody. The less lu bailim. It has no bailim at all. Therefore we say it's still koinim din shvisa. Ah, vol chefse hanochri. Mashenkin, if this chair or these apples belong to a goy, the yist lehu bailim, that the bailim, a goy owns these apples, then we say loy. Then the apples are not kainer its own din shvisa. No, we say the apples goes after its bailim. And since the bailim, the ownership here is a goy, and the goy has no din shvisa, the goy could walk wherever he wants, who are din his apples could be taken wherever he wants, there's no din shvisa on the apples. So that's the chiddush. Even though Chefsi Hefker is kind of Shvitzam, that's because it doesn't belong to a Bailim. There's nobody to take it out of the Din Shvitzam. So Mele Hefker also is kind of Din Shvitzam. But here where the Chavitz belongs to a Goy, then a Goy is not in the Parsha Shvitzam, who are in his Chavitzam are also not in the Parsha Shvitzam. That was Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuz Chiddush. So the Mura Meisra, I have a kash on you. More meister, have a kasha. What the Bshimim Medal, the Bshimim Medal Lazar Weimner, Hashoyo Kli Min Anochri, B'Yomtiv. If somebody borrows a Keli from a Goy on Yomtiv. So at the beginning of Yomtiv, this Keli belonged to the Goy, and you want to borrow his pot, the Goy has a pot, you want to, or a pot, sorry, his chair, he has a chair, you want to borrow the Goy's chair. You want to borrow a Keli Min Anochri B'Yomtiv. V'chein, the same halach replies, Hamashu Loy L'Anochri Kli Mer of Yomtiv. Even though this chair was your chair before Yom Tov. But before Yom Tov, the guy came to you and said, can I borrow your chair? And you said, yes. So Lamai said, at the beginning of Yom Tov, and whose reshus was this chair? It was in the guy's reshus. So the beginning of Yom Tov was in the guy's reshus. Now, the guy comes and returns to you this chair on Yom Tov. So right at the beginning of Yom Tov, whose Rishus was it? It was in the Goy's Rishus. Another case is via kalim, stam shears, via oitzrois, anything you have in a warehouse stored away, sheshiftoi b'teichatchum, if it was beginning of Yom Tov, b'teichatchum, is the alocha yeish lohem alpayim amal ruach. You should know you're only allowed to carry these chveitzim alpayim amal, that's all. Wherever they are at the beginning of Yom Tov, they attack a kind of shvisa, that you're not allowed to carry them out of alpayim amal. So good, this is going to be the kasha. Even though these chveitzim at the beginning of Yom Tov belong to a goy, the first two cases, either you borrowed the keli from a goy on Yom Tov, or else where the goy borrowed yours before Yom Tov, so the beginning of Yom Tov was by the goy's rishus. So the chur according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, when you take it now on Yom Tov, you can take it as far as you want, wherever you could walk, you could take it. And here it says, no, mashma the keli is kind of shvisa, and you're not allowed to carry the keli out of its apayim amma. Hezabi, the keli is inside the tchum of the city, so it's like kind of has a din of the city now, and you can take it apayim amma l'choruach.
That's pshita then.
It means it's kind of the shvisa right now, so you can't take it out of its apayim amma. Then that's treated then. Right? V'cheina, let's see Rashi. V'cheina mashaloi kli nerev yomtiv. V'kona shvisa etzloi hanokri b'teich ha-tchumir. V'cheina mashaloi, v'kona shvisa etzloi hanokri, the beginning of yomtiv was by the goy, b'teich ha-tchumir. V'yakelim v'oitzeris, she'asuyim oitzer. Stam, you made it for a warehouse. Ez yeshtam ha-payim l'choruach. V'afilu heim shal hefker. Rashi klo, even though these oitzeris means they belong to hefker. Now the kli shakona shvitzes la nochri, a kli that was kena shvitza by a goy, v'yechzeru l'baylim, and now he returned it on Yom Tov to the baylim, v'irvu bolov l'mizruch oy l'mariv, and yochol atziyam apayim. Even though the Yisrael has a right to walk more than apayim am, he made an eruv, he can't take this chair with him now. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, the chair was by the goy's rishus, it was kena shvitza by the goy, that it only has apayim am from this mokum. This is the kasha. You see, Claude, that even chveitzim that belong to a goy is kind of shvisa. Not like Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Vaitam, v'nochri shehevi loy peiris mechutz letchum. Let's say a goy traveled a long time on Shabbos or on Yom Tov and brought peiris into the city. Now, even though the goy started out 5,000 amas away, is harezer loy yezizim emkoyimim. You should know it has a din like these peiris went out of its tchum and you can't move it from its mokum. So you see, Claude, that the peiris that belong to a goy has a din shvisa, and the peiris are not allowed to be taken out of its tchum, out of 2,000 amas. And if you do carry it out of its tchum, the loch is lo yizizim im koimam. That's the kashya name of Yehuda, or Mashmuel. The drash lo yizizim im koimam, to yikornu shvisa im koimam. For reyotzu chutz tchum. And now that the goy took it, so goy, the goy didn't do any avera. Avada, the goy is allowed to carry it. But the gave it to Yisrael now. Since these peiris were out of its tchum, a Yisrael can't move it. V'yein le mele arbamis, it only has arbamis now. Zotimara, iyam rit bishleim uksav Reb Yechonin ben Nuri, that chef say nochri koinim shvisam. Bishleim is going to tell me the Koran to Reb Yechonin ben Nuri. Just like he says, nichse hefker, without bailim, is koinim shvisa, hu adin nichse nochri, is also koinim shvisa. So then, homan Reb Yechonin ben Nuri. This brisa that says that on Yom Tov you can't take a chutz tchum goes according to Rabbi Yechon and Benuri. Be very good. We have a man the Yom that holds like this. Early Yom, but it's going to tell me now that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel was saying lalochem that even according to Rabbi Yechon and Benuri, early Yom because of Rabbi Yechon and Benuri, cheftzei hanochri, anything that belongs to a goy is the locha ain koinim shvisa, that is not koinim shvisa, that the din is. You're allowed to carry it wherever the bailim could take right now. Habezoi hamani. Who does this price go like? Loi Rabbi Yechon and Benuri. You're telling me now it can't go like Rabbi Yechon and Benuri, because Rabbi Yechon and Benuri says that it belongs to a goy, just like the goy himself has no din shvisa, who adin his kelim have no din shvisa. For loi rabbonin, and pshita can't go like rabbonin. Madach rabbonin said that nichse hefker are not koinim shvisa. Mashma is only koinim shvisa if the bailim have a din shvisa. You have das to be koinim, that's what is koinim. So by a goy pshita it's not koinim. So it's shver this price, who did this price go like? So drashu yomani, tiktoni chetzei hanochri koinim shvisa. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri klaima. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer, aliv Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri yoma. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer, good, it could be going according to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. But if you're telling me no, that even Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri doesn't hold like this, so who is he saying like? He's not going according to anybody. Who is Rav Shimon ben Elazar going according to? So the Gemara tell you, Liyadlam Ksav Rav Yechanan ben Nuri, Chevtsei Hanochri, Koinim Shvisa. Tayenech Namitakam. That Rav Shimon here is saying Rav Shimon ben Elazar is going according to Rav Yechanan ben Nuri. That Chevtsei Nochri is Koinim Shvisa. Even though the Goy himself has no din Shvisa, but the Chveitzim do. Chveitzim don't go after the Vailim. The Chveitzim has its own din Shvisa. I'll tell you. Avizayu Shmuel. I, the cash was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel that said a chiddush that chveitzim that belong to a nochri is not kainish shvisa. So he asked the cash, who is he saying he like? I tell you, Taki is only saying according to Rabbanan. I tell you, who Shmuel the Yomak Rabbanan, and then Echnami Shmuel is saying a chiddush now according to the Rabbanan. U the Kamrit, I you had a question before. The Rabbanan pshita. The Chura asked the cash, what's the chiddush according to Rabbanan pshita? The cash was maduch nichse hefker that the bailim, there's no bailim to take it out of its din shvisa. Still, it's not kind of shvisa, so something that belongs to a guy, that the guy doesn't have a din shvisa. Pshita the chveitzim should not have a din shvisa. So what do you have to tell me, a chiddush according to Rabbonin, that it's not kind of? And the Gemara, yes, I need a chiddush here. Well, now, the time I can think like this maybe. Gzeira, bailam de nochri, otto bailam de Yisrael, kamash melon. That there's a gzeira. Even though now it belongs to a goy, and this goy has no din shvisum, but maybe with the rabbanon they were machma to say the chreitzim have a din shvisa, or to a case where the Yisrael owns this chreitz. Now, since somebody does own it, there's a gzeri, even though true now a goy owns it, but it's a gzeri or to in a case where Yisrael owns it. Has mishleim and nichse hefker that is no bailam at all. There is no gzeris. Since nobody owns it at all, it's a new category. There's no das for it to be koina. Without das, it's not koina with shvisa. But over here, where somebody does own it, so true, the goy has no das. He doesn't know what's flying. He himself is mufka from the pasha shvisa. But since there is a bailam, maybe it should be a gzeira that who adin otu Yisrael. So even nichsei goy should also be us according to the rabbonin. That's a Yudah Mashmuz chiddush. That according to the Rabbonin, you should know, nichsei goy, nichsei akum is not kind of shvisa. Smil is no stereo. The first brice of Shimon ben Elazar that says a nichsei goy is kind of shvisa according to Yechon and Menuri. And the Yudah Mashmuz saying a chiddush according to Rabbonin. Trashi Shmuel the Yom Liel and kainin ki Rabbonin the Yarmichet say hafka den kainin. And the chiddush here is, you don't make gzera, baila motu baila. Weiter, was more of Reb Chia bar Avin, Omer Reb Yechinen, Yishino la locho, Chevtse nochri taki is kainim shvisa. We take a pasuk like this. Chveitzim and la loch is like this. That's something that a goy owns. If a goy owns apples, those apples are kainim shvisa. They're not allowed to be taken more than a payim amo. Why? Gzeira bailam de nochri otto bailam de Yisrael. There's such a gzeira that even though really the goy owns it, there should not be a din shvisa, but there's a gzeira otto a case where Yisrael owns it. So the Mura Maisa. Hanu dichri. There were dichris Rashi. That means elim. He says zochar rams. Hani dichri. The also limarachta came into the city limarachta. So Rashi shemakim. That's where the goyim brought it. Isharu l'rova levnei mechuza lemizve minayim. So Rava was matter for the people in bnei mechuza. That's a different city. So bnei mechuza was, let's say, 3,000 amis away from. Marachta. So how would the Yidin allowed to walk there on Yontif? We're talking about the man in the Rubit Chumim. So the people from the Chuzah had on the Rubit Chumim, they were allowed to walk into the city of the Marachta. So Rava was matir for the people in the Chuzah when they walked to the Marachta to buy these animals and take them home. In Sharva the Rava, the name of Chuzah, the Mezva Minayu. Srashi Mechuzah, Ir HaSmuch LeMarachta, was a city next to Marachta, B'toich Dal Dapayim. It was in 4,000 Amis, Omar v'mizuluzu. The Yidin had an Aruv Ritchumim, they were allowed to walk into the city. So he was Matam Lemizvim Minayim, the Yasinu Lemechuzah. And on Yomtiv, after they bought these animals from the Goyim, in Mervachta, they took it home with them into Mechuzah. The Yafal Pi Sheviyam Hanokh Mechuzatchum. Even though these Goyim, they started out in L.A., let's say. In the morning, on Yomtiv in the morning, they started out in their town, was 5,000 Amis away Lemervachta. And on Yom Tov in the morning, they traveled 5,000 amis and brought it to Meravachta. So really, these animals now are Yotze Chutz Tetchum already. So the kasher is, how was Rav Amata, the Bnei Mechuzah, to buy it here and to take it home with them? The Chura, since these animals were already taken out of its Tchum, the din should be as Le'yazizim and Kaimam. It's also to move it on a Dalan Amis. Is Shal Rav Bnei Mechuzah Levedim. Omalei Ravin L'Rav, my Daitcha, the Chura, why did you pass like this? My daitcha, what do you want to pass like this? Tiyam Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Chet say Nochri and Kaini Shvisa. The Chorukas you heard of Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Din. That anything that belongs to a guy has no din Shvisa. So if you hold like this, then it's very good. Even though the Goyim took these rams, Namish 5,000 Amish ready, he took it out of its tchum, so what? Nich say Akum and not Kaini Shvisa. So then it would have been good. Over the kasher is, for Shmuel for Rav Yechinen, halacha for Rav Yechinen. When we have a machloikis Shmuel and Rav Yechinen, we always pass like Rav Yechinen. The Yomer Rav Chia Baravin, Yomer Rav Yechinen, the din is, Cheft say Nochri, anything that belongs to Goyim, like here, if the Goyim owned these rams, is Koinim Shvisa. That when they started out in the beginning of Yom Tov, wherever these rams are, that's his din Shvisa, and it's not allowed to be taken out of its chum. Is why, and it's the Gzera Bailam de Nochri, not the Bailam de Yisrael. So mainly here it's also, since the Goyim took these animals out of its chum to bring it to the Mervachta, so when it comes to Mervachta, any Yid in Mervachta is not allowed to take these animals out of its Dal Damis, or at least out of the city. We'll soon see in Rashi. It's possible to say the whole city now has a din like its Dal Damis. But I'll call upon it with Shrei and Rova, how is the Makan of Bnei Mechuzah, the people from the other city, to take these rams back home with them? They can't take it out of its Dal Damis. Now, the Gemara in Echonami, Hod the Rama Rava. Rava said like this then, Lizdavnu Levnei Mervachta. That's all. Only the people in this city that it's in right now, they could buy it. I, the Chur, still Shver, when the Goyim brought it into the city, the Goyim already brought a Chutz to Tchum. So the Chur, the din is, when something's taken out of a Tchum, it can't be moved more than Dal Damis. So how was Rava now even Mata Levnei Mervachta to buy these animals? It means Pasha there, a Yid goes to the marketplace and buys it off the goyim and takes it back home. I, he's moving out of the Dal Damis. The Teretz says, Tekula Mervachta Leditu Kadal Damis Domi. This whole city, and the Rashi says, since there was a Mechitz around the city, the whole city blinds like a Dal Damis. And this is like the Lachal we had before, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that if the goyim schlep you out of your Tchum and they put you into a new city that has Mechitzes around the city, or they put you into a deer of a sawyer, they put you into a new corral, that there are Mechitzes around the corral, so all the Mokim in the Mechitzes has a din like Dal Damis. Here also, this whole city that the Goyim brought this and the rams into, blinds like Dal Damis. So in this city, you're allowed to carry the animal all around the city. But Enechlam Rav was Chayzer, that the Bnei Mechuza, the people that want to take the ram out of this city, back to their city, that's Osir. Because since the animal went Chutz Tchum, you can't take it out of its Dal Damis. See Rashi? If the Goyim schlepped you on Shabbos and put you into another city, or in a snow bedir v'soyros, the Goyim schlepped you into a corral, or paskin and liyah, we talk a paskin like that. That Omer Rav halacha k'rabbi Gamliel, bedir v'soyr, usvino. That the Goyim put you into a makam that has mechitzes, in these mechitzes, blinds like Dal Damis, you can walk all around the mechitzes. Who are then liyah sheyesh no mechitzes? Who are then here? The city of Mervachta had mechitzes around it. So when the Goyim schlepped their animals into this city, even though the animals came chutz to tchum, in this city you can carry the animals all around the city. So Mele was mutter, that's what Rav was matter. But he was not matter to go and take it back home. Right. Tony Rabbi Chia. Cherim. Shebein tchumei Shabbos. Cherim Tois says here means Loshim Mitzudas v'Charomim Shebein Shnei Tchumei Shabbos. Kitz is like a pond. It's like Mitzudas means Charomim. These are places you can go catch the fish. It's like a pond of water. That you have a pond of water Mamish in between two Tchumim. In other words, there are two cities, and in the middle right now, there are like 2,000 Amos out of one city, and 2,000 Amos out of the other city. Right in the middle here, there's a big pond, like a big lake. That this lake, half of the lake, is within the tchum of one city, and half of the lake is in the tchum of the other city. So the shailah is any one of these cities allowed to fetch water from this lake right now? So cherem shebein tchumei Shabbos, that's in between the two tchumim here, the din is tzorach mechitza shebarzel lahafsik. You have to put mamash and iron mechitza in between, exactly where the tchumim end. As your 2,000 amas come here, and your 2,000 amas come here, right in the middle of this big lake, you have to make a mechitza shabarzom to divide it up. So you say on the right side, this water belongs to the right side, so maybe the people of this city are allowed to take the water. Because if you don't make a mechitza, the question is like this. Since this mayim is near the city, we say that people in the city have das to use this water. So Mela, the water is Kernish Shvitza, that this water belongs to the city. So Mela, when you're going to come now to the lake to take out some water, we should be afraid the water you're taking out at the beginning of Shabbos was on the other side of the lake, which is out of your tchum. So since the water came from out of your tchum, you can't take the water home. And the same way the other city. Since this lake right now, half of the lake, is out of your tchum, well, you're going to schlep the water out of your part of the lake. Let's be afraid this water at the beginning of Shabbos was on the other side of the lake. So Mela came chutz l'tchum. You're not allowed to carry the water home now. Therefore, he said the answer is before Shabbos, you have to make a mechitza shabarvel there, that we always have the water separated. So now the water on the right side is in the tchum of the right city. The water on the left side is in the tchum of the left city. Therefore, the gabosh left the water's home. What's the matter? Oh, that's what the tchum says. That's going to be the most kashi. How do you have such a zakh like that?
Is it
kashi
that the water is
barley? Well, no, I told you, we're talking about near the city. So since the people in the city have that, use this water, therefore here it's called Kabbalim, according to everybody here. Rashi's Chen Rashi, Mitzud is Dogim, a pond where you catch a fish, or Mafsik B'mayim, Ben Beit Chumim, Shobeza Yoris, V'chivru Mitzudim V'charomim, V'chiv HaKen Yeh, Tzorach L'Las M'chit Shabazel, Shlo Yavru Mayim Shot Chum Zeh, L'Toyach Chum Zeh, T'chum Mash, Shabatoyach Chum Eir, Ein Koinim Shvisalim Koimoy, Lias Loimim Koimoy Apayim Amo, L'cho Ruach, Elabos or Irgor, anything that's part of the tchum of this city has a din like the city itself. V'yemul b'seifat tchum, if it's at the end of the tchum, and yochol lozuz misham lechutz, it can't be taken out mamash an inch later. V'yem b'nei atchum zeicholim lemalas v'toych atchum atzmoi, v'nei iruv mayim shatchum acher. Therefore, that's the shayla. Each one can't collect the water here because maybe they're taking the water from the other ones. So Rashi is saying that since this water is in the tchum of the city. And like you're trying to speak out, we're talking about the people of the city have that to use this water, so this water is kind of a shvisa like the Bnei Ha'ir. So since the people of the ear, the mamash can only walk alpayim amah, more than that they can't walk, here also this water, on the side you take them, the other side of the well, or the other side of the lake's water, is called a kem chutz tchum, so it's awesome. So Meli said the answer is, mamash make a mechitza shabazel. So the Gemara Machaya Choler Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. They started to laugh at him. What kind of etzur is to make a iron mechitza? For the Gemara, my time to come Machayich. What's the reason? Why do they laugh? What's so wrong with this din? Ilay mishum betonet like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri lechumro. If you want to tell me, because they're saying halacha like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So vice versa, now that Hav Minir is maybe this is only called Chepse Hefker. And you want to tell me goes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri that even Chepse Hefker is kind of shvisa. And they hold like Rabbonin that no, since nobody had the perish of das to be kind of this water, maybe the water is not kind of shvisa. So that's why they left. For the Gemara, Omishum Diksova Lakula, man the ton lechum mechayichlo. Because you hold the kula like Rabbonin to say the chefse hefker as not kind of shvisa. So if somebody here, Reb Chiya said over the lech according to Reb Yechon ben Uri, lechum, you don't laugh at him. Good, you could hold the kula, but it's not a reason to laugh. The reason why the last was like this, we learned before that in the Horus HaMoshkin, if you have rivers that are moving, or Mayonis HaNoivim, or wells that are the spring water, the water that's coming up, is a Rayan Karagli Kolodim. So we said there the water is not kind of its own Shvisa, but whoever picks it up can take it wherever they want. And the Svar was why? Because since the water is moving, anything that's moving is not kind of Shvisa. There also, however many was, this was a lake, a moving lake. So since the water is moving around, it's not kind of any shvisa. So Mela, anybody could take it wherever they want. You don't have to have a mechitza shabazim. And the Gemara name, that's not shver. Maybe this lake was a stale lake. It wasn't moving water. The water was mechonosim still. So Mela, but still water, it's not kind of shvisa. So why do they laugh?
But if it's still, so why are you worried about it mixing?
What?
If it's still, why are you worried about it mixing?
A little bit it could still mix in between. A little bit, that little bit it could be. Or else, because, yeah, no, Pashuk is still, no, it's not mamish flowing water. But to go far, the water itself can move a little bit though.
Rashi should say here, one second.
Elo mishum diktoni, the reason why the left was from Tony, because it says, Sorach mechitza shal barzel lahav sikoy. He said, because the eitzah was, mamish put a metal mechitza there. Or as the kasha was, why do you send out a metal mechitza for? Why can't you put a regular mechitza shokanim made out of reeds? What are you telling me? Not deloy the yaila bumaya. The reason why you can't use a regular mechitza made out of reeds is because that won't stop the water from traveling. The water will still mix around. Like your kasha, no matter what type of a mechitza shabaz you want, still the water will sleep underneath the go. It'll mix a little bit together. So it's not possible to divide a lake in half that the water shouldn't travel at least from underneath it. So the more of a dilma, tzorach v'in l'takonakomer. Enechnami, maybe he meant to say, you need this, you need it. In other words, he meant to say really that it's usur. Halacha is, kol zaman the water could pass from one side to the other side. So you have a shaila, maybe your water is chusat chum. You're talking not allowed to use this lake altogether. And he didn't mean to say you should mamash use this mechitza. He just meant to say, you're talking need a gezunta mechitza. And since you can't make one, you're talking can't use the water. So tomorrow name. Elo, the reason why they left was even Asparemis. Elo Mishum de Kalhu Shekilu Chachom B'mayim. Whenever you have a shal of making a mechitzer over water, there's always a cloud that Rabbanu will make them. And any type of a small mechitzer you make over water, we always look as if it's a good mechitzer. So here, true, you need a mechitzer to divide the two, but any small mechitzer would have been enough. You do not need a mechitzer shabazim, even a posh of the mechitzer shakanim, that doesn't do the real trick. It doesn't mamash divide it up, but at the cloud, Rabbanim were always makel when the mechitza has to do with water. To the Rebbe Tavlo, the boy of the Rebbe Tavlo, Mirav, mechitza tluya ma'ash shatate b'churban. If you have a mechitza that's hanging in the air, and it's coming down yutfachim, but it's mamash hanging in the air. You have a big mechitza yutfachim hanging in the air, it doesn't reach the ground. Do we say a swar of good asik? We'll see as if the mechitza comes down and reaches the ground, it'll make reshusha yachadim. Omele, he answered back, ein mechitza tluya materis. No, it does not help. You're asking me b'churban. That means on dry land, if there's dry land underneath it, a mechitza that's more than gimel tfachim off the ground, we do not say good asik. And as far as since gediyam b'ikabah, since the kids can walk underneath it, we don't say good asik. Ela b'mayim. The only time you say mechitza tluya, mechitza of yut tfachim is hanging in the air, we look as if it comes down to the ground. Only by water we say that. And the klal is, Kalu shekilu chachoma b'mayim. The Rabbanu made a special kalus by water. Whenever you want to make a mechitza through the water, even though it's a shvachar mechitza that's hanging in the air, still we can see it coming down. So maybe it's a swear to say they will make it over here also. So drash, what? That the Torah is that the Emes do need a mechitza here. Because without the mechitza, maybe you're taking the water from the other side. But there's a kalus here, though, in the Rabbanu, when you make a mechitza by water, the smallest mechitza we look as if mamish is divided up the two waters. Even though we look at this lakashi here, though. It's only the Rabbanu, but we'll make them. There's always to take chutz tchum, it's only the Rabbanu. So the Rabbanu will make them. If you have a shvachar mechitza, the Rabbanu will make them. But the only kashi is, what's the real raya here? Over there, the svar is, we always say, is that we don't say good asik, because gedim, somebody can walk underneath it. But that's only on yabosha, dry land, you have things walking underneath it. Mashenk in the water, nobody walks on the water. So that's why you say good asik. So really, it's not about zundir akul and hilkos mayim. So the kura there, it's the kula that we say good asik. We can look as if the mechitza coming down, because the mice and nobody's walking in the water. So what's our relation when the Mar's right to say it's a kalus in water? The Mar's naming our mashma, it's a bazundra kalus in water.
What does Rashi say?
Yes. So Enechlam, who says it's good? Well, over there you mean? Well, there Posh is not talking about, you're right. But there the case is, I mean, you're on your balcony and you want to schlep the water from underneath up. So kashri is the water is a caramelist. And on top you're a shusiyachid. How could you carry the water up? To say, if you have mechitzas underneath your balcony, we look as if the mechitzas go straight down right to the water. So the water you're stepping up is from the Rishas HaYochid. When you're saying kasha there, maybe the water you're stepping up, though, that was not from your Rishas HaYochid. It came from the Carmelist, though. Well, no, that's not sure, though. Because even if the water came outside the Carmelist, but as long as the water is inside your mechitzas, inside the Rishas HaYochid. So when I see you're stepping the water from the Rishas HaYochid. What? You're right, that's not a shalat chumim. There's Tam Hashali, you're carrying up your water from a Shatiyach and from a Karmelis.
What does Rashi say here?
Rashi said, V'chihechi de mechitza tluya, mahani mechitza sakana nami mahanya. De mali ma'avi mayim et yisoyi, mali ma'avi beikhan lechaveru. What should be the difference?
All right, we'll see you.
Yeah, I see the Ritzvor is this kasha. And he said, that's pshat in Rav Chiyah, that Rav Chiyah, Avadi knew that Rabbonu will make by mayim. But that's only by mechitzas atluya. Mashenkin here to separate the water, we don't have that kula.
But the Tvoa says the pshat for now Gemara is Behechuch Yisid Rabbanu will make it by water. And the pshat is, vibalta tz'iev shabinyan acher, therefore the Rabbanim will mekel. That's why mechitza tluya the mekel. Who are then here also? Since it's iev shetamamish make a good separation that the water should not go through, that's as far the Rabbanim will mekel with any type of mechitza you can make, they will mekel over here. Now, lalocha, we pass here not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, that chefze hefker are not kein shvisim. So therefore, lalocha, this case is only brought down in the case, like we said before, if the water, the lake is near the city and the people in the city have das to use this water, therefore each city is kind of the water b'toich de tchum. So in order that we should not mix up the two tchumim, that's why you have to have a mechitzer in between them. If the water would not be near the city, then we would say chef say hefker and not kind of shvisa, then there would be no problem. Alright, stop there.